the men that you met who, especially involved with the political parties, what's their attitude about having women involved in politics?
Mm-hmm. Well, the men that I spoke to were all very much for it. And the government actually has set some goals for women's participation. Some of the political parties have quotas. They don't always meet them. But I think it's the result of the women being very organized and active in promoting women's concerns in Turkey.
As far as the women go, are the attitudes kind of the same as here in the U.S., the attitudes that keep women from running and keep women from being elected?
I think there's a lot of similar reasons. You know, a lot of women want support of their, if they're married, they want support of their family, their spouses, and they don't always get it. Juggling family and career, if you're doing both, that's a struggle. Though Turkey is much more progressive than many other countries in that area, women are still not as much of the workforce and still more home and hearth, I think, than out front in public life, though that is changing. And I met a lot of very strong women who are actively engaged in promoting others to be engaged. I think a lot of them are struggling with what we did, you know, a couple of decades ago in terms of raising awareness. And, you know, a lot of the questions they ask me, do you have programs specifically targeted to women? And I told them, no, not so much. We did years ago. But today, it's just sort of a given that women are able and invited to serve on our boards, to serve in our workforce and such, even though we've not achieved equality yet in that. But they have to be a lot more intentional about raising the issue than I think even we are now.
As you say, it was just a couple of decades ago that, that women really became more involved.
Right.
What sort of advice did you give them?
One professor asked me if, a female asked if I was a feminist mayor. And by that, she meant that a feminist mayor is one that would put women's issues first. And I said, well, actually, I consider myself a feminist. I've considered myself a feminist since I read Betty Friedan's Feminine Mystique back in high school. And when I said that, a bunch of women started clapping of all ages. So they obviously had read that and they understood that. I said, but to me, being a female mayor means not that I put women first, but that I make sure that women are at the table and that not just women, but others who have been left out in the past, that they have a fair shot at participation. So I am intentional about who I hire. I'm intentional about who I point to boards and agencies. And that to me fits the description of a feminist. A feminist to me is about looking for equality. And I think where they are, they have to be more intentional about doing more, you know, for women specifically, because women haven't advanced. Again, I did not hold us as a model. We are making progress. I think a lot of our barriers now are ourselves, that we don't choose to run, and we have to encourage women to run. Today, particularly with the internet and social media, everyone has an opinion about you and everybody doesn't hesitate to share it. And you have to be willing to take criticism. You have to be willing for people to say things about you that aren't true. But the criticism shouldn't stop us from taking action. You know, so that's one thing I really try to stress to them. Also, you have to be willing to run, to lose, and to run again. Well, I wouldn't be mayor today if I gave up after the first one. This was more about not holding our country up as the model, but sharing my personal experiences about how you deal with criticism, how you juggle your family and your public life, how you work a grassroots campaign. So we talked about grassroots organizing.
You said that some of the women you met with asked you about putting women's issues first. Mm-hmm. For them, what were some of those issues?
One issue that came up often, and the men asked this too, is how we address domestic violence. And that is still an issue for them, as it is for us. I mean, we have alarmingly high domestic abuse rates here. Mm-hmm. I told them that legally and culturally, it's not legal and culturally it's not approved. It's not something that we accept here in our country. Same time, we have domestic abuse. So I talked to them about our Family Justice Center and how we have this one location that women and their families can go to access all the different types of agencies and support that's out there. In the past, you had to go from one office to another, one part of town to the other.
What did you bring back with you that you learned from them?
I mainly brought back how similar we are. I have a real respect for the women who are really pushing the envelope there in Turkey for women's rights and women's full participation. I respect the men who are also there supporting them. I think that we better get a move on it in this country, or they may be surpassing us because they are very committed to this, the people that I met with. And I think there's a lot of hope. And the people that came to the several public assemblies that we had where I made a presentation and there were questions and answers, they were both young men and women, and there were older men and women. So they were really all ages. And the men did not hesitate to ask questions, which was good. And because, you know, my whole message is that this is not a threat. It actually makes it easier on men. It's, you know, we get better decisions when you have both men and women at the table, when your decision-making body is representative of the people you're serving.